Hello everyone and welcome to the 20 Dudes Very Nice Tabletop Roleplaying Game Podcast. That decides topic, yes.
Yes.
Yes,
and Dylan.
Yes, Dad.
Journey.
I am Vert.
Is Vert.
Yeah, Vert.
What word is he, I wonder? Could it be the fuck word?
No, is the good word. He's the good word.
I am the sponge word.
So this week we shall be discussing why we play the tabletop role-playing games.
My condolences.
For this is a good topic, I believe, for the game masters or dungeon masters, as is the cool kids are wont to say.
That's right, Games Workshop. Are you listening up? Pay attention.
What the fuck does Games Workshop have to do with it? They play fucking... That's Warhammer.
They need to fucking turn their peddling asses this way and listen up.
You... Autism. Anyway, so I think...
I broke Dylan.
This is going to be a good one for the Game Masters. Because like, there's a bunch of different reasons that people play these kinds of games. And I think... Like, as a GM, if you know the different reasons why the people at your table are playing, then you will understand how to give them, like, a gaming experience better. So, like, you can kind of, like, tailor to, like, what they want to actually get out of a given game. So, I want to start us off with you, Word. Tell us, like, what made you want to play tabletop RPGs? Why do you play them?
Okay, so way back in the day, Caleb wanted my particular brand of stupid around the proverbial table, and Sergio was born.
So it's an activity to do with friends?
Yeah, like before Caleb invited me to, you know, play a game with him and Dom and David, I mean, there was no Trailblazers, so it wasn't called that. We were just... few guys playing a game, recording a thing. Although I wasn't sure if it was being recorded back then. I don't think I knew that for a fact. That came along later. Because it wasn't like the way we record here with like Audacity and then you clean it up and send it out. It wasn't so streamlined as that. I mean, we were just dudes talking to each other on Skype. And at times it was really... really atrocious. But Caleb, I think he was the only one recording anything. We didn't send him anything, which is part of the reason the audio for season one is...
which is why everything is terrible.
Exactly. But that is why I started playing tabletop.
Yeah, and that's a good reason. That's like a good entrance point for a lot of people, is that like even if they aren't directly interested themselves... maybe they've got a friend who likes to play. And even if they don't necessarily have that initial interest, even just like having something to do that is spending time with friends is just a good way to get invested in anything, because you enjoy being around the people you enjoy being around, and sharing in something that they enjoy it's a fun time.
If you're not careful, it can also cause issues in friendships.
Like, friends are complicated.
Yes,
people
they are.
People.
Stupid dog. I don't know why I'm used to this now. And honestly, I think something like a tabletop RPG is like one of the better activities to do with friends, honestly. Because like You can sit down for a weekend and play some Biggio games with the boys, right? And a lot of that stuff, especially during these trying times, is done over the internet. But, like, playing video games is kind of one of those, like, in order to be good at it, you really have to kind of devote the majority of your brain function to the Biggio game. So, I'm not saying, like, it's inferior to playing tabletop games anyways, but like it's like you're less engaged with the people you're playing with and more engaged with the game itself, wherein Something like a tabletop game requires you to engage with the people around you because you're building the narrative as a group as opposed to like it just being something that you as an individual are doing and there just happen to be other people around. So thanks for the input, guys.
I was just about to say something.
I never know when there's enough break to speak. I'm going to be honest.
It is a problem I have when I want to play a video game with people. I play it and my brain is like, no, push this button, don't do this, no, wait, look out for that. And sometimes all the people I'm playing with hear from me is like, fuck this, or god damn it, that. And they don't really get much input from me because I'm playing a game. I cannot devote that much brain power to even the video game, so...
Yeah, flexing the think meat is hard.
It is.
But, yeah, tangent. So, part of the thing with the tabletop, like, I can't speak for others, but... I know ADD might not be the most legit form of, you know, attention deficit disorder. And I don't even know if that's really what it is. But I have a hard time paying attention during tabletop sessions. It's just difficult for me to just sit there and listen at times.
Yeah, and that's a legit thing. I've talked about that too. Like, whenever I play, especially since we've been doing things online lately as opposed to like in person around an actual table, it can be very hard for me to focus. I always have to have something going on to occupy at least part of my brain, or my focus is just everywhere. So like there's always music or something going on in the background that I can kind of put that hyperactive part of my brain to work on so that I can actually focus. So that helps me a lot. So let's go into another reason. Jenny, why do you play tabletop role-playing games?
So my very first brush with tabletop wasn't exactly the best, and it was also for actually it started out because my friend and I were hanging out in this room and there were some people there playing a game, and it was a homebrewed game, homebrewed system based around Inuyasha, and we're like, hey, we like that anime, and so we decided to ask if we could join, and they were trying to form an RPG club, a D&D club in our high school. But our high school was very much against it because it is not an educational blah, blah, blah. So
I disagree because math.
Yeah, yeah, not just math. I actually wrote...
You gotta think on the fucking fly, dude.
One of the few essays I've ever written, because I suck at essays, probably why we didn't get to be a club, was to the principal about why tabletops are educational. Well, this was before I actually got to play. So the GM was training the next GM. He was a senior, he was about to leave, so he was training this freshman boy, and his job was to get me and my friend to the rest of the party. Well, he decided that my friend and I were scooped up onto a ship, onto a pirate ship that hadn't seen a woman in 7 years.
I don't like where that's going.
Yeah, me either.
It's going exactly where you think. And by the end of the 30 minutes of our 1 hour lunch period, or however long it used to be, we got up, we looked at the GM and wrote, we're done. We're done. And we left. The next day, we explained to him why we were going to have club shirts made, so we had given him $7 for that, so he refunded our $7. And we just chose a different place to hang out after that. So, after that experience, I stayed away from it for years. Literally years. Until... Which one came... Well, actually, which one was first? The Pathfinder or the D&D? I don't know, but next, either one of my friends that has been on the podcast, Leon, or one of my friends in real life, Megan, had me join them for a session of a game. And I was like, well, I have nothing better to do. And they're like, yeah, good. Here, learn how to do this thing. I'm like, what is this? And they're like, math. I'm like, oh, shit. So, and now I play because I like exploring new things. I like being like, okay, I've never played this. How does this work? Can I play this? Am I smart enough to play this?
And so, that's another good one where like it's something that's inherently different from a lot of other things. So it's kind of like a new experience to play like a tabletop game for the first time. It's kind of interesting and different.
It is. It's like because when
you don't have constraints.
It's like when you pulled me into Tenra. That was so different from the other systems I had played. And then recently I got to make my own archetype. I'm like, my mind, it is blown. This is so cool. Yeah,
Tenra's fucking wild. Tenra's so weird. Like, I've not played any tabletop games that are quite like it. It's pretty off the wall. So it I don't know. I imagine that's like a pretty good creative exercise in its own right, in that like you've got all these different systems, especially whenever you look into like what the core rules and what the classes in general like themes are. That's got to be like an interesting creative exercise. I don't know why I say gotta be. I know it is because I've read like 8 billion different systems at this point. Like it's interesting to see like the different worlds that people come up with and how it can influence like your own storytelling and stuff. I like that part of it.
I like it too.
Dylan, what about your story? What made you want to play the tabletop?
I'm just a fucking nerd.
Come on, there had to be a little bit more to it.
Yeah, I was just about to say, come on, dude.
There's really not much more to it than that. Growing up, you'd see all these things on like television where it's like, Dungeons and Dragons is for nerds. But they were always like sitting down with the miniatures and rolling the dice and they're like dressing up and playing the characters. And like they made it seem like they're the lame nerds. Like, bro, escapism is the dopest shit. I would love to be literally anyone but me. Give me a fucking wizard hat and I will be the most wizarding ass wizard for the next 4 hours. That's legit the whole reason I ever wanted to play D&D or any kind of a tabletop game. Is it just like it seemed like an amazingly fun thing to just role play. That's my favorite thing about any tabletop game is the role play. Like, if your system's got cool combat rules and you can do interesting things with the mechanics, that's cool. Whatever. Let me fucking roleplay. That's what I want to do. That's what I want to be in this for. I am just straight up down the road of ultra escapism. I want to be out of reality for like the next 5.5 hours. Please delete Dylan for a while. I'm going to be a Horvar Ice Howl, the rune priest of the Space Wolves. You will address me as such, peasant.
Yes, sir.
That, what you just brought up is a very attractive quality about it. Because it's a big part of the reason why I'm, you know, so fond of voice acting. Why I love doing it. And, yeah, I like using my voice to take on the role of somebody else and just be them. That escapism is really nice.
I agree. It is one of the things I love about the medieval fair, because you know there I'm not Jennifer, you know, just this little dumpling that sits at a computer. No, I am the almighty Earl Marshall. I am in charge of the armies, and you better listen to what I say, or I'm going to go tell the king on you.
Glorified tattletale.
No, At the fair, I am this badass who defied the king to get a divorce, only for my husband to die of natural causes, and never get any repercussion for disobeying
quote,
the king.
Unquote, natural causes.
I yeah, always make basically. The joke at fair that herbs are natural.
What's that song? About the natural remedies or whatever it is?
A Little Piece of Heaven by Avenged Sevenfold?
No, no, no. Jenny, you know the song. It's like this person who's like going on and on about the same like dang thing over and over. It's like made of natural remedies and it causes all this like great misfortune.
Oh, Land of the Pain!
All these people.
Pretty sure it's A Little Piece of Heaven by Avenged Sevenfold.
No, listen to her. No. She was about to do it.
The savior of the human race. She invented medicinal compounds, most efficacious in every case. Yeah, it's medicinal a song about a woman who makes medicines that always go wrong. There's a guy who thinks he's Julius Caesar, and then he takes these compounds and he becomes the Emperor of Rome. There's a guy who's really short.
I don't think
that
goes wrong. I think that goes spectacularly well in his case.
Yeah.
There's a guy, he's really short, so he rubs these medicines all over his body. Well, he gets 6 feet tall, but he's underground. He's dead. An opera singer who could break glasses with his voice, who rubs this compounds on his tonsils, and now people break glasses over his head because he sounds so awful. Like, stuff like that. That's what the song is about, and I love it. It's one of my favorite fair songs.
He's pretty dang wonky.
It is. What were you talking about?
I don't know. My brain's a scrambled egg.
Yeah.
No thought. So, I do think that's, like, the escapism's a big thing there. Like, I really want to get into role play because, like, fuck. I do think it's also, like, a really good, it's a good way to, like, flex your creative muscle. Like, I know being a GM especially is difficult because everyone's kind of, like, looking to you for leadership to some extent. Like, yeah, you can have the party build the narrative together and have it be a group effort. But at the end of the day, the one who decides what is and what isn't and what the world can and cannot be is going to be the GM. So you've got writing to do. You've got a plan. You've got to be a big boy. You've got to be a big boy if you want to be a GM.
God.
So it's a giant creative exercise in being able to make a coherent story and being able to make it interesting enough that you've got a group of people who want to interact with what you've made and see it through to its conclusion. You gotta really flex that think meat so you can write a tale that is worthy of your friend's attention.
Did you just euphemize brain penis?
No.
You said think meat.
Yes. Your brain is made out of meat, and you think with it. It's think meat.
But another thing that's called meat, it's a euphemism for, you know, the penis.
Yes, thank you, word. Congratulations.
Hey, man. I felt like I needed to connect the dots. You put me in
just
in that
case the audience can't.
Yeah, I mean, I'm not saying that they can't. I'm sure they could. They were probably just, you know, they're just shaking their heads like, just shut up, please stop. Oh my god.
Ooh, yeah. My tummy rumbly.
When I decided, because I listened to a song, that I was gonna run a game, I knew it was hard work. But holy mother of God. The second mission, I was already thrown a curveball, and I had to pull something out of my butt, and I realize after skipping that mission that it likely would have killed you guys. I had way too much in there for you. You guys, yeah, you were level 7, but Holy mother of God. That was...
Yes, I saw the mission called A Murder Most Foul, where we had to fight Ultra Mega Chicken.
Almost? But did you see that you guys... There were dragon hatchlings, a chimera, fire salamanders, which a fire salamander on its own could have killed you guys.
Fire salad? Like,
not salad salamander. Go to the kitchen and get some food, darling. You're hungry.
I know. I heard you. I'm not hungry. I just ate a big-ass fucking burrito bowl. Yeah.
I'm crazy hungry.
I would feed you if you were here, you poor starving boy. I want to rub your tummy and tell you sweet nothings since you're here while I take the spoon and go...
I demand a video of this. I demand
from your luscious teat word.
What about my supple, succulent teat? My mother's milk? I have tits.
Anyway, back to all right. Back to tabletop.
Yeah,
the thing that we're talking about. The thing that this whole podcast is about.
The D.
So
20.
The dudes. So what other reasons are, like, really good, fun times for why you play tabletop? What can you guys think of is like, a big reason as to, like, why you're into it? Like, why it's not just, you know, because it's a fun thing to do with friends. It's something that you would come back to.
An outlet.
I want to stay connected to my friends, too.
I use it as an outlet for my rage.
Yeah, that's... I can roll with that, yeah. It's like, the exact reason I made a Taewon.
Yeah, I mean, that's
pissed off.
It's what I got Tilly for. It's what I got Tilly for. Tilly's to let out my insanity, to let out my rage. She kills anybody, and she does not give even half a fuck.
Tabletop's like the wildest form of group therapy.
It is. Like, it's everybody's issues come out.
I suppose that's true.
And then you find out that one of your friends would be willing to sacrifice 25 orphans. Just so that they wouldn't be orphans anymore. Well, that's the reason they gave anyway.
Well, that is a very caring solution to the orphans problem.
You are technically correct. The best kind of correct.
I mean, if you're technically wrong, that's not a version of correct.
That reminds me of... In one game we were playing, I was the character Zach Kalian, who had actually grown up in an orphanage, and we were visiting that orphanage in the campaign, and my buddy Sharp, who was sitting next to me, just out of nowhere goes, "Oh no." And we were like, what's wrong? And he just goes, "Mighty Orphan Power Rangers." And I fell the fuck out. Like, I did not expect that, especially from him. Like, Sharp is a very, like, mousy and soft-spoken kind of dude. So, like, it was just so out of left field that, like, I literally fell off the chair laughing at that one.
I don't blame you. That is absolutely hilarious. I'm working really hard to not let loose a whole loud laugh because my family's probably asleep right now, so...
Aww.
One of the best jokes I've heard in a while.
It's flipping golden.
It's good.
I might steal that. Someday I might make a campaign based all around that.
Mighty Orphan Power Rangers. But that just sounds like it's already something else. Like fucking X-Men. Or something. That's kind of what they are. Yeah?
I feel like you kind of lost the train of thought here. Like, I feel like the Power Rangers could be a thing already. Like, well, it's what they are.
The specific joke version, the Mighty Orphan Power Rangers. It's like,
I mean, if you look at the various iterations of the Power Rangers throughout the years, where they've been like pilots and like fucking drift racers and shit, it wouldn't surprise me if one of them's whole gimmick was that they're all orphans.
Dude, that's why I said the X-Men. They're orphans and they're mighty, basically.
They're not all orphans.
No, but some of them. They're orphan enough.
They're orphaned by society,
I
guess. I'll
chew my queso chip juice.
No, I want queso.
God, we are so good at just completely obliterating whatever topic we happen to be talking about.
Yeah,
what's another...
Proof of good hosting.
This is your D20 dudes featuring your charisma.
Jenny,
check.
You can't start a scent with "this is." My brain just goes, "The story of a girl, cried a bunch of tears, drowned the whole world."
It's anyway, cried a river and drowned the whole world.
Oh, okay.
She looks so sad in photographs, but you absolutely love her when she smiles.
You know I have issues with lyrics being completely on point.
I hate that you even... Now I have to have that in my head. I actively work to not remember that song.
Dude, you have so many other songs in your head at any given time. You can switch.
Most of them are sea shanties.
That's awesome. You're up.
It's okay. I have Lily the Pink stuck in my head. And I want to draw a pink lily dancing around and singing. Or mixing up medicine. Anyway, you were saying something, Dylan. Something important.
Well, I'm going to say that the best reason to play tabletop games, the best reason, is that it's just fun. It's Agreed. A fun. It's a thing that you look into, you get some facts, you get an idea of what it is, and you think, that sounds like a rad time. And you get some people together, and you try it out, and you just have fun. It's just interesting. It's just a fun way to tell a story with a group of people, to have a tale that is of your own imagination, to have heroes that are your own creations, to go on a quest that is your very own, and just have a good time while doing it. That's
agreed.
Like the purest and most valid reason to play a tabletop game is simply from the act of the enjoyment of the game itself, whether it be the role-playing, whether it be the mechanics. You're just there because it's a good time, and you genuinely just love what it is.
I like that. I like it a lot.
I'm down to have functionality there, mate.
Yeah, I'm getting soulful here in these last few minutes.
Nailed.
Yeah, you are.
Have any...
Damn.
Anyone have any things they want to add? Before I have to edit out like half this episode.
You're not going to let everybody short. Listen to our idiocity?
No, they don't.
I mean, I might have to. Otherwise, the whole episode's going to be 4.5 minutes out of this 29 that we've been recording.
I'm half asleep. That is my excuse. I warned you of this before we started recording.
I'm half
asleep. Any closing statements from you two?
If you're gonna go into GMing, be prepared for your players to F everything up. But also remember that it's supposed to be fun for you too, not just for your players. So don't stress about it too much.
Man, that's a super valid point. It is meant to be fun for everyone, not just the players. As a GM, if you feel like it's just stress, you're not enjoying the game. Have fun with it. If you can't have fun with it, why are you playing?
Yeah.
If you're not having fun, put the game on hiatus a little bit. Rethink what needs to change to help you have fun. Talk to your players about it. And then either get back to it or do something else. Both are valid options.
So I think that's a good spot. We'll go ahead and roll that beautiful D20. And see what next week's episode is going to be.
What a beautiful footage.
I make that joke every time. I dropped the D20. I am so sorry. I have failed you, Father.
Don't worry about him. Just look. It'll be alright.
I'm going to go ahead and warn everybody that, like, a good 75% of the list right now is just various different deep dive topics in Tenra. So when I say that I'm truly astounded I didn't roll Tenra, I'm truly astounded I didn't roll Tenra. So I rolled a 2. We're going to talk about when your campaigns lose players. Not characters, but the players. And how to handle that and what some of the repercussions can be. So that's what we'll be talking about next week. For our social media stuff that I keep forgetting to put at the beginning of the episodes, I really need to like get better about remembering that. If you'd like to follow us on social media and talk to us, facebook.com/d20dudes. twitter.com/d20dudes or at d20dudes on Twitter. If you would like to support the podcast, patreon.com/d20dudes. The lowest tier is only $3. Just saying, so $3. And if you would like to join our Discord, look down in the show notes. The link to the Discord is going to be down in there. Please do come say hi. We are very welcoming to all of our fans because we are all a lonely band of misfits.
Join us.
Why are there tears on the Patreon? Is somebody sad?
Yes, because there's not enough people.
I'm going to do so much violence. Violence is the action I'm going to.
Ear to ear shit eating.
Thank you everyone for listening. We'll catch you next week. Bye-bye.
Bye.